재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 On this day in history 오늘은 11월 5일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을지 Thursday, November 5th, 2020 is the date. Let's figure out what happened on this day in history by going through the archives. 제목이 이렇습니다. 초등학생 100만 원짜리 생일 잔치 유행? My goodness. 저는 28년 동안 산 저도 아직 100만 원 그 어느 것도 아직 못 사봤는데 대단하네요. Birthday party, 생일 잔치죠. We call it birthday party. We usually say 생일 파티 as well these days. That's worth 1 million won. 뭐 100만 원짜리 is called worth. What it's worth, what it's priced at. So we can say 만 원짜리 지폐, you know, a bill worth 10,000 won or 2천 원짜리 칫솔, a toothbrush that's worth 2,000 won and things like that. Well, a birthday party that is worth 1 million won is the trend 유행인데요. Amongst two elementary school students, 초등학생들 사이에서 100만 원짜리 생일 잔치 유행인데요. 어느 년, 어느 해에서 나온 기사일까요? 1997년. Throwing a lavish birthday party worth around $1,000 for elementary school students was the new trend back in 1997. That was when parents would hire recreational instructors, chefs, mainly in some apartment complexes in the hot areas of Gangnam and Gangbuk as well. My goodness, 100만 원이면 어떤 사람들한테 한 달 월세 비용이나 차 유지 비용 차값일 텐데요. Big spenders indeed. Now, Lee, we'll call her Mrs. Lee, who lives in Apgujeong, spent around 1.2 million won to hold a birthday party for her daughter in her second year of elementary school. 2학년, 초등학교 2학년인데 120만 원짜리 생일 파티를 했는데요. She said she called in recreation instructors and chefs and gave gifts, you know, party favors worth 5,000 won, which is fine, but to 30 friends who were invited to the party. And she said, I thought it was too much for the birthday party for elementary school students, but I was worried that if I didn't do what others did, my daughter's morale would be low. 이게 문제인 것 같아요. People are stuck believing that they have to follow society's trends in order to keep their confidence high. 너무 그렇게 생각을 하면 뭐 나의 정체성, 나의 가치, 자신감은 다른 사람이 정해주는 거잖아요. Unless you really have the means to afford, you know, $1,000 birthday parties, then by all means, and also invite me too! Now, the average amount is around that price. 1 million won, but you can go over or under as well. And the article pointed out that the luxury party for the elementary students is not educationally, you know, desirable because it makes other students feel left out. So some teachers were encouraging parents to not have those parties and refrain from them. But still, 1997년에 이 정도였으면, wow. That is very impressive. So I want to know how you guys usually spend your birthdays. I think it is really important. I think, especially guys, they'll underplay the importance of birthdays. They're like, no, I don't need a birthday. You know, it's whatever. It's usually because of past traumas. But I want to know if you usually have a birthday party or even if you spend it with your loved ones. Most memorable B-days. I want to know all about it. 여러분은 생일 어떻게 보내시나요? 주로 생일 파티를 하시는 편인가요? 아니면 뭐 가족끼리 조그맣게 그냥 사랑하는 사람들과 저녁이든 뭐 점심이든 맛있게 먹는 편인가요? 제일 생각 깊었던 그런 선물이나 생파 있으신지 샵 1013 단문 50원 장문 100원으로 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰을 드립니다. You can also find us on YouTube live streaming and find your comments on there as well. We'll take a song break before we move on. Here is 여자친구, G-Friend, Life is a Party. 2021님, 와, 20년 전 초등학생 생일 파티 비용으로 100만 원을 썼다니 믿을 수가 없네요. 라고 보냈습니다. That's right. Yeah. It's unbelievable how some people can spend that much money. But again, I don't want to be one of those jealous people that says, how could you ever? And then 저도 부자가 되면 제 애들한테 그렇게 할 수도 있죠 if you love them enough. Soulless Neo says, for me, I never had a birthday party for my birthday. I mostly spend it with my family instead, or sometimes with NCT, or Alexa, or Wanwee. Is that how you say it, Wanwee? And plus, I don't have any friends, so... Well, Soulless Neo, we're your friends. Let us know your birthday. We can celebrate it with you. Happy belated or happy early birthday to you. Eldwin Del Monte says, bruh. I'm guilty of this. From my first to seventh birthday, it was all lavish, but as I got older, it got simpler. Wow. I guess that becomes kind of a thing. I remember when I was in second grade, or maybe just in kindergarten, I remember my very first birthday party, and it wasn't really for me. It was for my mom. It was for my parents. So that's probably the reason why they have these lavish birthday parties when you're young. It's actually for your parents. 1210 says, I made a promise with my husband that we will always make seaweed soup and handwritten letters to each other on our birthdays. We've been keeping that promise for years now. No matter how many times we fight and don't talk, it's mandatory on our birthdays. That's so sweet. Oh, that's amazing. I don't know how you guys can keep up with that even when you're fighting. I don't know if I could be able to do that, but... 1210님, much respect to you. Well, enough for the past and birthday talk. Let's stay current with Headline Korean. Korean에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. Now, today's article is all about home staging. Let me know if you guys know what this means. Home staging. 오늘 기사 주제는 home staging에 대한 내용인데요. 제목이 이렇습니다. 소액으로 25평을 34평처럼 느끼게 하는 home staging이랍니다. So when we talk about house units or home units here in Korea, we calculate it by 평. 평수, which is the land unit. And this is kind of confusing for first-time Korean visitors, especially for me as well when I first came. It's about 3.3 square meters per 1평. And that's the standard unit set for land units according to the Korean Agency for Technology and Standards is now 제곱미터, which is the square meter. Now, this basically means with a small amount of money, home staging can make a 25-pyeong, which is around 890-square-foot house, feel like a 35-pyeong, around 1,200-square-foot home. So if we break this article down, 소액 is the first word that we see. 소액으로. 소액 is small amount of money. And we can see this when we go to Chinese restaurants in Korea as well. 소중 대 있잖아요. When you order 탕수육 or sweet and sour pork, it's basically coming from the Hanja characters, the Chinese characters. 소 meaning small, 중 middle, 대자 is large. So the 소액으로, small amount of money, you can create this feeling, this 처럼 느끼게 만드는 this feeling of a 34-pyeong house. So 25-pyeong is average, I would say, a big two-bedroom house or small three-bedroom house, give or take one or two bathrooms. Now, home staging means basically to upgrade it, to renovate it without really remodeling. So you get better furniture, you rearrange it so it looks like a model home in order to sell it at a better price. Now, this was actually a popular technique back in the States and in Canada in the early 2000s. And it was when the government kind of lowered the interest rates to boost the economy, and real estate prices had increased sharply because so many people were buying houses for investments with loans and low interest as well. So people were trying to make their price increase without spending too much money, but still making the house look nice. So that's where this term came from, home staging. And now since, you know, COVID-19, not a lot of people are doing anything. And if you're bored at home, one of the best ways to keep yourself busy is rearranging your house. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but 저도 한 중학생부터 the home improvement program 같은 것들 많이 봤거든요. 그때부터 I would change my dresser, I would change my bed and rearrange it and, you know, try to find new ways to make my room look new. 그럼으로써 약간 작은 행복이잖아요. It's the small things that would make you just a little bit happier. And experts would say that cleaning up and even emptying out is essential for successful home staging. And because it is the in-between seasons, 가을에서 겨울로 넘어가는 시기이기 때문에 더욱더 정리하고 버릴 것은 쿨하게 그냥 버리는 게 더 나을 것 같아요. No more hoarding onto 10-year-old, 15-year-old items that we don't even look at or even wear. Let me know if you guys rearrange your room often. Leave us your comments on the TBS EFM's YouTube live stream. 여러분은 방 구조 자주 바꾸시나요? What are your tips? 저는 어디든 큰 거울 벽에 걸어도 아니면 그냥 바닥에 둬도 방이 더 크게 만드는 그런 역할이 있는 것 같은데요. Let us know your tips on rearranging and home staging your house. Sharp 1013 for 51, or you can text us for a longer message for 101. Find us on YouTube as well and leave us your comments below. We'll get to our second half of the show all about learning more Korean after Bastille. Get home. How am I gonna get myself back home? Oh, yeah, yeah. How am I gonna get myself back home? Oh.